You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Well, this makes me feel good. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have finally become an old married couple. Here's how you know.
Well, not like most of
us. No, because every guy, if I say you're married to Nicole Kidman, what do you want for Christmas? It's her with a bow around her neck. That's it. We're good.
Same thing you get every year. That's not something you can re-gift. Either.
This year, Nicole Kidman told CNN she got Keith Urban the Christmas gift he wanted. I gave him an electric bike, which is kind of cool. It folds up, and he really wanted it.
Now, when she says electric bike, exactly what she
I don't think
to.
It's an exercise bike. I think it was like one of those little bikes that you did some research on.
Like a little scooter or something?
Yeah, something. Maybe she gave him a fold-up Vespa. At least that's the story we're going to stick
with. He really
with.
Wanted it, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, when you've reached the point that Nicole Kidman with a bow around her neck isn't good enough, you just want a fold-up electric bike, you're officially an old married couple. Time to pull back the curtain on Oz a little bit. If you didn't know, most of the guys in country music, they don't just drink. They drink professionally. And they drink what you think they would drink. Beer, whiskey, vodka in the summer. Chris Jansen tells Pop Culture Country that he sings about drinking beer and booze, but that's not what he does in real life. I only drink occasionally. Debbie, this is a country artist. Listen to this. I like a nice pomegranate martini because I think it tastes good. I like a nice French flirt martini because I think it tastes good. But I'm not in an excess kind of guy. I used to be, but not anymore. When I got married, I quit. I'll put it like this. I can count in the last 10 years how many martinis I've had on two hands. I can count the number of times on one finger I've heard a country artist refer to, and I'm quoting here, a French flirt martini.
I was gonna say, that sounds like something I have on girls' night out.
Yeah, I'd be a little quiet about that.
But, you know, this is not making him different than any country artist or songs from decades and decades. We've always sung about drinking. And
right. But it makes him different from every country artist we've ever met, ever.
The type of drink.
French flirt martini.
Well, times there are changing.
And finally, Blake Shelton tells People magazine that no one should ever see him naked. And by no one, he means I don't even want my dog to see me naked. I wouldn't do that. I look like half-melted vanilla ice cream with little hairs stuck to it.
I'm great. He's ruined ice cream for me now.
I wonder if he got his dog a fold-up electric bike for Christmas.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So U.S. News and World Report is out with their annual list of the best diets for 2018. Most of these I've heard of. I've heard of the DASH diet. I'm not really sure what it is, but I've heard of it.
Yeah.
The Mediterranean diet, been around for a long time. That's a lot of fish and olive and oils and stuff.
It's good stuff.
What is the flexitarian diet?
You're asking me? My diet right now is just leftover Christmas candy.
Anyway, those three are the best diets overall. Best weight loss diets. Weight Watchers, Volumetrics, which I have no idea what that is, Jenny Craig, and the Vegan Diet, been around forever. Now, the best fast weight loss diets. Have you ever heard of the HMR diet?
No.
I had neither.
Don't know what that stands for.
Weight Watchers is on there, Biggest Losers on there, MetaFast, SlimFast, and again, this Volumetrics thing, have no idea what that is. You know what's not on this list? Some of the great, crazy diets that your mother and your aunt used to get involved
cabbage with. Cabbage soup diet.
That's the one I wanted to bring up.
Ugh.
U.S. News and World Report never had the cabbage soup diet on their list of best overall.
I remember a grapefruit diet. You know, there's all these things where you just ate this one thing. You cut everything out. It was very unhealthy.
The cabbage soup diet, if you've never heard of it, never been around it, not only did the soup itself smell like death, but imagine what came out of the person.
The byproduct.
Yeah, the byproduct. How bad that was. Mm. Oh, the cabbage soup diet. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What crazy, wacky, ridiculous diet. And at the time, you probably thought this is going to work. This cabbage soup thing, this grapefruit thing, this is going to work. But you look back and go, what was I thinking? What was that crazy, ridiculous diet?
Hey, you guys were asking about crazy diets.
Yes, what have you tried?
So before I got married like 12 years ago, I don't even remember the name, but it was a drink. It was like lemon juice and cayenne pepper and apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
And drank it for 2 days.
I think that was the first, like, cleanse drink. I want to say that was a Beyonce thing. The cayenne is, I remember that.
Even doing a little bit of that. I mean, it lasted for, like, a day.
You didn't make it through the two-day?
No.
No?
No, I didn't drop all the weight they promised in the first 48 hours.
Talking about crazy diet.
Yes, sir.
I went on one back in February, and everybody said it was crazy, and I lost 90 pounds on the low-carb diet.
We've done the low-carb thing. You could drop a ton of weight.
Yeah, we lost 50, I think.
I know, but I just heard them talking about the vinegar. That does work. I drink 2 shots of vinegar a day. So.
How come there's not a bourbon diet where I can have 2 shots of bourbon a day?
Yeah, it's not quite the shot
you
can
look. The Atkins and South Beach, those are two famous low-carb diets. You can drop a ton of them. They're just hard to maintain.
We each dropped about 50, but the problem was the minute we ate a piece of bread, we gained 30. I mean, that was it. It was all over, and there was no turning back.
Talking about these crazy, ridiculous diets you've tried.
Mine was not one to lose weight. I was trying to gain some weight. I never could gain weight. So years ago, they came out with a product called Weight On, and I bought some of that to try to gain some weight. But Lord have mercy, I couldn't take it. It was like taking a big tablespoon full of grease.
I wish you could see the hand signals Debbie is making at the speaker you're coming out of right now.
Because I can certainly give you a very easy diet for putting weight on.
Yeah, one of my favorites is called the Krispy Kreme diet.
Mm, yeah.
U.S. News and World Report is out with their list of the best diets for 2018. I like the best fast weight loss. HMR diet, still don't know what that is. Weight Watchers, Biggest Loser, Metafast, Slim Fast, Volumetrics. And earlier, that guy called in talking about the low-carb diet. You can lose a lot of weight quick.
It's fast, yeah. I think the first week we did it, we lost 7 pounds or something.
I mean, you know, I'm surprised that's not listed on the fast one. Hi.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to the low-carb diet.
Yeah.
So you said if you could have 2 shots of bourbon a day and lose weight. So my uncle cut out carbs and sugar and stopped drinking beer, and he drinks about a handle of bourbon a week, and he's lost 65 pounds in the last 6 months.
There it is.
Whoa.
It's the diet I've been looking for.
I'm telling you. Whiskey has no carbs and no sugar, so you're good. Just drink it straight.
So if I'm actually on the air slurring my words every day, y'all could just go, oh, Charlie's just trying to lose weight.
But he looks great.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
So not a big number turned off in the grand scheme of things. Nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Do you have the smartest person in the QC yet?
Nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
Smoking.
Good guess.
Good guess. Not it, though.
Would it be having kids?
Well, that's cold-hearted in the dating profile. You got kids, yeah!
Yes, sir. I got 3 of them.
I guess, you know, best to be honest, though, if you're not interested in that kind of thing. But, man, that would be tough.
15% of people are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
Okay, could it be if you're one of those people that shoots Bambi, a hunter?
I guess I've never really looked at an online profile. I didn't know you put that on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people in their picture. They're all dressed in their hunting gear, and they put that as one of their hobbies, you know.
Now, that would be an attractive picture. You're posing in the bed of a truck with some shot deer tongue out going, ah.
I've seen it.
Tongue hanging out. Look at that.
Yes, smartest person in the QC.
All right. The question is, nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
A bathroom mirror taken picture.
I agree with you.
Yeah, the percentage is way too small. I think the percentage that's turned off by that, a lot higher.
Smartest person in the QC.
Yes, sir.
Drinking.
Drinking. No, not it. Something that someone wears.
Smartest person in the QC.
All right, nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
Jerseys.
Just comes a point in a man's life when he doesn't need to wear another man's name.
The tailgate
on his back.
Never ends for some.
I'm with you on that. That's not it, though.
Hey, this is for the smart person in the QC.
What you got?
Is it sweats? Wearing sweats?
Although I would not recommend that either. But I've never heard one woman say, "Did you see that profile in Plenty of Fish with that guy? He looks so hot in his sweats."
Yeah, the drawstring is really
no
a turn on.
It's something you wear. Ah, it's something that some people have to wear.
Yes.
Answer for the smartest person in QC.
Nearly 15% are turned off by what in an online dating profile?
Is it glasses?
Which just means I can't get an online dating profile. If I'm gonna already be turning them off.
Well, and how shallow are people that they were turning down Superman and didn't even know it?
Yep, there you go. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
Oh, my name's Sean, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037.
This is Other News.
Brought to you by IKEA. Save up to 50% on select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. It's not a mistake. The IKEA Winter Sale through January 10th. IKEA, make the dream yours.
I don't know what it has been in the last 6 months, but it seems like at least once a week we get a story that just screams to me, don't ever move to Australia. There's just more critters that can kill you messing around in Australia. It's not even safe to be a damn crook in Australia. Case in point, in Sydney, a thief got a bit of a surprise. You see, he stole a car. And then he opened the trunk. And oh, there's a bag in there. So he opens up the bag. It contained a poisonous snake. Turns out he stole the thing from a professional snake catcher.
Now that's a sign for you. That's a sign.
You got to get out of that racket. It's not good for you.
I mean, serves him right, though, right?
And as scared as I am by Australia, I think I'm more scared by India. There, a man returned to his small village after 40 days away. And how is he greeted by his fellow townspeople? Well, they tried to stone him to death. Literally, biblically, throwing stones at him. The hostile welcome was because they thought he was a ghost. You see, it turned out that while the man had been in another town trying to find a better job, somebody who looked just like him hanged himself. The dead man had been mistakenly identified as the live man, and his family had him cremated. So when the live man returned, the rational residents of the village couldn't believe their eyes and thought, oh, it must be an evil spirit.
That's the first conclusion you jumped to.
We must drive you from the town. Fortunately, a local leader rescued the man from the mob, and the mistaken identification was finally uncovered.
And we get all bent out of shape here when someone steals our identity and maxes out our visa.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.